This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. When you want to know about outdoor sports like fishing, for example, you read a book called The Sportsman's Bible. When you want to look up a car repair procedure, you consult the Automotive Bible. And every serious boat operator has a copy of the Boater's Bible. Book publishers tack on the word Bible to their reference works to show it is a complete and authoritative volume on their subject and that you should not proceed without its knowledge. An owner's manual for a car tells the driver how all the controls function, like the lights, turning signal, setting the radio station presets, etc. The manufacturer of the vehicle knows best how to operate and maintain it because they designed it and made it. So since God made us all, why would we not want to consult the owner's manual on human life and activity so we know how best to live our lives? In the case of humanity, we are also accountable to God for how we respond to the life, the sacrificial death, and resurrection of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Learning how mankind is supposed to relate to God is of paramount importance since we will all one day stand before God to give an account for how we have either embraced Jesus by grace through faith or how we have rejected or ignored him. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some source material for this program is from GodQuestions.org. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address again, visionforchristworld.com, and on Facebook at tinyurl.com/VFCFace. The Bible, the holy and God-inspired Word of God, shows us how God has dealt with people throughout the ages, and sometimes even explains why also. John 20, verses 30 and 31 explains this near the end of this gospel. Now Jesus performed many other miraculous signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Jesus, when he was being tempted to sin by Satan, replied with this retort in Matthew 4:4. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. 2 Peter 1:20-21 explains the inspiration of the Bible. Above all, you do well if you recognize this. No prophecy of Scripture ever comes about by the prophet's own interpretation or imagination. For no prophecy was ever born of human impulse. Rather, men, carried along by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 reinforces the inspiration of Holy Scripture and tells us what the Bible is good for. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Hebrews 4:12 shows how powerful the content of the Bible is and that it is cutting edge when it says, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. We should read and study the Bible because it is God's word to us. The Bible is literally God-breathed, 2 Timothy 3:16. In other words, it is the very words of God to us. There are so many questions that philosophers have asked that God answers for us in Scripture. What is the purpose to life? Where did I come from? Is there life after death? How do I get to heaven? Why is the world full of evil? Why do I struggle to do good? In addition to these big questions, the Bible gives much practical advice in areas such as, what do I look for in a marriage partner? How can I have a successful marriage? How can I be a good friend? How can I be a good parent? What is success, and how do I achieve it? How can I change? What really matters in life? How can I live so that I do not look back with regret? How can I handle the unfair circumstances and bad events of life victoriously? We should read and study the Bible because it is totally reliable and without error. The Bible is unique among so-called holy books in that it does not merely give moral teaching and say, trust me. Rather, we have the ability to test it out by checking the hundreds of detailed prophecies that it makes, by checking the historical accounts it records, and by checking the scientific facts it relates. We should read and study the Bible because God does not change and because our nature does not change. It is as relevant for us as it was when it was written. While technology changes, the nature of mankind and desires do not change. We find as we read the pages of biblical history that whether we are talking about one-on-one relationships or societies, there is nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. We should read and study the Bible because there is so much false teaching. The Bible gives us the measuring stick by which we can distinguish truth from error. It tells us what God is like. To have a wrong impression of God is to worship an idol or a false god. Reading and studying the Bible helps us see beyond the attractive bait to the painful hook in sinful temptations, so that we can learn from the mistakes of others, rather than making them ourselves. Experience is a great teacher, but when it comes to learning from sin, it is a terribly hard teacher. It is so much better to learn from the mistakes of others. The Bible is a book that is not merely for reading. It is a book for studying so that it can be applied. Otherwise, it is like swallowing food without chewing and then spitting it back out. There's no nutritional value gained by it. The Bible is the Word of God. As such, it is as binding as the laws of nature. We can ignore it, but we do so to our own detriment, just as we would if we ignored the laws of gravity. It cannot be emphasized strongly enough just how important the Bible is to our lives. Studying the Bible can be compared to mining for gold. If we make little effort and merely sift through the pebbles in a stream, we will only find a little gold dust. But the more we make an effort to really dig into it, the more reward we will gain for our effort. Understanding the Bible is important because the Bible is the Word of God. It shows us how we can have eternal, blissful lives in heaven with God when we die. By believing in Jesus Christ, His only Son, we obtain eternal life and salvation. When we open the Bible, we read what God has to say to us. What could be more important than understanding what the Creator of the universe has to say? We seek understanding of the Bible for the same reason a man seeks to understand a love letter from his sweetheart. God loves us and desires to restore our relationship with Him, Matthew 23:37. God communicates His love to us in the Bible, John 3:16, 1 John 3:1, and 4:10. We seek understanding of the Bible for the same reason a soldier seeks to understand a dispatch from his commander. Obeying the commands of God brings honor to Him and guides us in the way of life. Those commands are found in the Bible, John 14:15. We seek understanding of the Bible for the same reason a mechanic seeks to understand a repair manual. Things go wrong in this world, and the Bible not only diagnoses the problem, sin, but also points out the solution, faith in Christ. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. We seek understanding of the Bible for the same reason a driver seeks to understand traffic signals. The Bible gives us guidance through life, showing us the road of safety and wisdom. We seek understanding of the Bible for the same reason someone in the path of a storm seeks to understand the weather report. The Bible predicts what the end times will be like, sounding a clear warning of impending judgment. Read Matthew 24 and 25, and the Bible tells us how to avoid it, Romans 8, 1. We seek understanding of the Bible for the same reason an avid reader seeks to understand his favorite author and the books they have written. The Bible reveals to us the person and glory of God, as expressed in His Son, Jesus Christ. See John chapter 1. The more we read and understand the Bible, the more intimately we know the author. As Philip, a disciple of Jesus, was traveling to Gaza, the Holy Spirit led him to a man who was reading a portion of Isaiah in the Old Testament. Philip approached the man, saw what he was reading, and asked this very important question: "Do you understand what you are reading?" That's Acts 8:30. Philip knew that understanding was the starting point for faith. Without understanding the Bible, we cannot apply it, obey it, or believe it. The Bible is the backbone and the underpinning of this Vision for Christ world broadcast each week. It is the surest, safest foundation from which, by faith, we start and build our holy relationship with Jesus. Are you a true believer in Jesus right now? If not, I would like to know why you would want to continue operating your life without referring to the Owner's Manual for life now and for everlasting life. Since I'm speaking today about the importance of the Bible, let me share a few more verses that come to the point. Romans 15:4. Such things were written in the Scriptures long ago to teach us, and the Scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for the promises of God to be fulfilled. Psalm 119:9. How can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. Psalm 119:11. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119:130. The teaching of your word gives light, so even the simple can understand. Romans 10:17, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. John 8:31-32, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work.